One of the very special minhagim to do with Shavuot is, of course, the minhag of Tikkun Leil Shavuot, of staying up through the night to learn Torah, and then in the wee hours, just as it's getting light, to daven Shacharit. So every year there are a lot of people at the Tikkun, and then when it comes to Shacharit, a lot of people go home and say they're too tired to daven now, they're going to come back later and daven in the main minyan. It has always struck me that this was a bit of a problem halachically. Why is that? Because in Siman Pei Tet, there's a list of things that one's not supposed to do in the morning before one davens shachrit. One's not allowed to do malacha, one's not allowed to eat, one's not allowed to greet people, etc., etc. So it seemed to me also that one shouldn't go to sleep before one has davened Shacharit. The question comes up also with regard to Maariv. The Mishnah Berurah does say in Siman Reish Lamed Hei that one shouldn't go to sleep within half an hour of the time for davening Maariv, in case one sleeps through and misses doing the mitzvah. And here it seemed to me perhaps the additional consideration that, you know, this is just something, you know, that tefillah should be the first thing that one does in the morning. That I did see in the name of Rav Eliashiv, that's who said exactly like this, that once it reaches half an hour of Zman Alot HaShachar, which is the earliest time one could possibly daven, then one's not allowed to go to sleep and you have to daven first. However, there's a tshuva of Rav Asher Weiss in Minchat Asher Chelek Bet, where he discusses this issue and reaches a different conclusion. First observation he makes is that certain things are mentioned by Chazal in the Mishnah Masechet Shabbat that you're not allowed to do prior to davening Mincha, and certain specific halachot of things you can't do before davening Shacharit. There's no mention in the classical poskim of not going to sleep. So that's consideration number one. Nobody says that it's osa. Second consideration is that there's a machloket in the Achronim. If you wake up early, that's in the morning, it's already Alot HaShachar, time to daven Shacharit, or even this time of year in England, you know, it's sunrise already. That's it's definitely time to davening Shacharit. Can you go back to sleep? That's so he actually brings down that there's a machloket in the Achronim about it. But he says, of course, you can go back to sleep. There's no reason to worry. You won't wake up in time to daven Shacharit. That's he cites the view of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, that if one is going to sleep early in the morning, that's before davening Shacharit, one needs to appoint a shomer. That's, and he's of the opinion, Rav Osher Weiss is of the opinion, as an actual factor, formally appoint a shomer is not necessary. If you've got other members of your family, that's, and they know you're intending to go to shul for 9 o'clock, 9:15, whatever time davening is, then obviously they're not going to let you oversleep, and they'll make sure that you wake up and go to shul. He also cites the view of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who says that you can't use an alarm clock as a shomer. You have to use have a person wake you up, because the concern that you might you know, be two thirds asleep for nine tenths asleep, and you'll either ignore the alarm clock or turn it off and go back to sleep or whatever it is. That's Rav Osher Weiss doesn't agree with that either. He says, you know, also with a person you can tell them to go away or ignore them or fall back to sleep. That's but we don't worry about that. So the same with an alarm clock. An alarm clock is there to get you up to go to shul. That's question is that would it under any circumstances be better then to try and go to sleep that's before Alot HaShachar? That's, would that have any advantages? He says no, because according to the Zohar, the inyan of Tikkun Leil Shavuot is to learn through the entire night. That's, and therefore if you go to sleep before Alot HaShachar, you're not learning through the entire night. And he also brings down that from the Seder Hayom though, that if one learns most of the night, that's also good. So that's you know, good practice for a person who's old or ill, can't learn the whole night, so they should learn most of the night. He has a very interesting loshon in his tshuva where he says, "Ela pashut ha'kol talu ba'shehu adam." You know, you've got to use a certain amount of common sense, and you know, if you're likely to go to sleep at 3 a.m., 3:30 a.m., and then not wake up for sotman kriyat shema, then really you shouldn't do that. if you really can't daven well, that's having been up through the night, then obviously you should do that. So you've got to assess the situation as you see right for your position. But certainly he thinks that it is legitimate to go to bed after the tikkun and then to daven shacharit at the normal time. Having said that, there is something very special about davening shacharit early in the morning. That's when everything's quiet and the birds are just beginning to tweet and the sun is just coming up. Ad Kan.